Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to talk about truth, justice, and the American way, and today, for sure, about the rule of law and about what is necessary to pull our nation back from the abyss. Richard, how are you today?
I'm fine, Jack. Tired of this dark at 4:30 stuff, though. My God, it's awful.
Well, it's just starting, so, you know, you got a solid 4 months of it, maybe a little bit longer. But other than that, we're doing great. All right, listen.
Yeah.
I have got to say, obviously impeachment is what's on the table. We watched three witnesses last week, none of whom could name a crime that Donald Trump had done, none of whom could state anything where he was guilty of an impeachable offense. And yet, oh, he needs to go because he hurt this woman's feelings? Are you kidding me? Dick, she was the ambassador in a country that has military conflict with Russia, and she's got to have a little bit more gumption than to have her feelings hurt because the president of the United States lost confidence in her. And, you know, they're talking about her being fired. She was reassigned. She didn't lose a paycheck. That's what they do in the State Department all the time. And, you know, this, all of these things, it just amazes me. And that they have, you know, Democrats have had focus groups to determine what crime. Oh, people didn't quite get what quid pro quo was, because unlike us, they didn't take Latin, and unlike us, the this for that just escapes them, but they could understand bribery. So instead of the offense defining what the impeachment is about, they have to find a definition of a crime and then make everything fit into their scenario about it. Excuse me, but if that isn't ass backwards, I don't know what is. And it definitely defies the rule of law. A policeman can't just stop you and say you're under arrest. And you say, what am I under arrest for? And he said, well, I'm not
I'll
sure, but
something.
I'll figure it out once I get you down into the jail. Now, that's what that's exactly what they're doing. And, of course, you know, we have had all of these conflicts in our history over civil liberties as versus, you know, dictatorial rules. And civil liberties have won overwhelmingly. And the thing that is so amazing to me, Dick, is that to their credit, it has been, you know, mostly the liberal Democrats that have been for American civil liberties. Now, when it comes to Donald Trump, they're worse than the worst segregationists. He does not deserve fair treatment. He does not deserve to be innocent and proven guilty. He does not deserve the rights of an accused man. You know, Antoine, who takes a Saturday night special and holds up a 7-Eleven and gets caught with, you know, with $500 and a gun in his hand as he's leaving by the police, he has more rights than the President of the United States. This is just absolutely unacceptable. Now, I'm not saying Antoine shouldn't have his rights
day in court
and that he'd be Mirandized and all the rest of it. I'm all for that. But you cannot take that away from the President of the United States just because you don't like him. And that's what it is. It isn't that they don't like him. I'd say that's way too benign. They hate him with a passion that is irrational. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a bitter divorce where you know, a wife who has been jilted and, you know, been replaced by a younger, prettier woman that the husband's out banging, calls the lawyer every 14 minutes and says, can we use this against him? Can we use this against him? And not to say that men don't get bitter either, but, you know, that is kind of the feeling. And I saw this thing today with Adam Schiff in California giving a speech, and he said, it's no longer just the resistance. We are the majority. Do you think they're the majority?
Not even close. I'd be surprised.
I don't.
If you took this country, of course, I was just watching something, and my good friend Juan Williams said on now this is the best part, an ABC poll said 71% of the country not only wants him impeached, they want him removed. And I'm, of course, saying, what? Who did these people talk to? And do they even do these polls? I honestly think what they do is say, rather than spend money and put out a political ad or something, they do these poll things because they immediately pick up traction. And 71%, I mean, give me a break. I haven't talked to anyone, honestly, anyone that, well, you know what? I'd say maybe 71% of the country couldn't give a damn about what they're trying to do. And it really kind of, yeah.
Meanwhile, the New York Stock Exchange is the highest today that it has ever been in its history, breaking new records. All three indexes. This is just,
yeah.
And these people don't give the credit to Trump that he's due, because this. Why are our markets so high? One, deregulation, all of the job killing, growth killing regulations of Obama have been systematically taken away. Two, tax cuts so that people, they can hire more. We're at full employment. We actually have more jobs than there are people to fill them. Now, that doesn't mean that we can use these illegal aliens that are coming in because they're ignorant and, you know, they don't, you know, they can't they can't speak the language, and they they're uneducated. They got nothing. Yeah, they have no marketable value. I'm not going to say they aren't valuable as human beings, but they have no marketable value. We could use some immigration of skilled people, and because America's growing. And why is it growing? It's growing because of Trump and the things that he's done. And, the not just the tax cuts, but also as another part of this, letting loose the energy sector so that people, they're drilling, they're fracking, we're energy exporting. We are not at the mercy of OPEC, which we were and have been essentially since World War II. That's the last time we were energy independent until now. And that's all because of Trump.
Oh,
now,
wait a minute. I hear, and this is another one that they're starting up too, is that, all of this really started with Obama. And I'm like, oh my God, if you people believe that, then you get what you deserve. And the other thing I get a real kick out of is who's going to be the new flavor of the week. Let's see, we had Bloomberg last week and Deval Patrick. Is there somebody else that's going to try and jump in? And is this because the Democratic Party is saying out of the 24 people that they currently have running, there isn't a single one of them that could beat Trump? Though Juan Williams has surveys that say that Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, would all three beat Trump? So, well, then what do you need all of these other people for? I don't get it. The other thing, too, is I sat and watched some of those hearing things last week. And Adam Schiff is as obnoxious a human being as you can possibly be, interrupted that poor woman constantly. And of course the internet labeled him as sexist over that. But what do you want to listen to? People that said that their wife's third cousin from Boise heard from some guy that Trump said something, and say, oh my God, what is it with you people? You really listen to yourselves. Tell me what it is, like you say. And it was, what's his name that said, ask the two guys, tell me exactly what Trump should be impeached on. And neither one of them said a word. Neither one of them.
Yeah, they just raised their hands. No, they have, they have not named a crime. And here's the other part, Jim. They say, well, it was a quid pro quo. It was like, you do this investigation and you aren't going to get the military hardware that we have promised you. Now, they say that simultaneously with saying that Joe Biden did nothing wrong. Now, when he told the Ukrainians, you fire that prosecutor that's going after Burisma Holdings, and if you don't fire him, by the time I leave, and I'm leaving in 6 hours, you don't get the $1 billion. Now, that is quid pro quo.
Yeah.
That is extortion. That is a legitimate, but even if it is, I mean, he wasn't charged with it, and I don't really care. In foreign policy, they do those kinds of things all the time. And Frank, we really should do more. We say, you know, we say, why do we give all this money to the United Nations? Let's let them hate us for free.
Yeah.
Well, if you aren't going to support what we do, we're not going to give you any money. We've said this for years.
How do you turn quid pro into bribery? They said because if he held up the money, then they consider it bribery. I mean, there's so many stretches in this whole thing. I mean, common sense, common logic. When you think about it and say, what possibly could Ukraine give to Trump other than the fact that Hunter Biden and isn't a John Kerry's son also were getting millions of dollars from Ukraine, which was technically the money that the United States was sending to Ukraine. So I just sit back and laugh at some of these antics that these people have. And Pelosi, well, you know, the president could come in and be interviewed by who? Adam Schiff? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's what they're saying. And when this weekend she referred to the president of the United States as an imposter.
Yeah.
That, I'm, you know, man, that's pretty.
She basically said he didn't know what he was doing. He has no idea what he's doing. That's why he's an imposter. Well, I don't know if he doesn't know what he's doing. For the last 3 years, imagine if he knew what he was doing. Where in the hell would we be now? The market just broke 28,000 ever. And they want to say he doesn't know what he's doing. Okay. Give me a break.
It is pretty sad, to be honest with you. But for the Speaker of the House of Representatives to refer to the President of the United States as an imposter is unacceptably poor taste. You know,
let me ask you a question.
I mean, that would be like him calling her an old whore.
Yeah, well, but that could be true, though. That could be true. I don't think it's. No. Now, my question is, do they really think that they're doing any good? Or do you think, as I do, that it seems every day they're digging themselves a deeper hole to try and get out of? And don't you also, part B, don't you also think that one of the reasons that they're after Trump is because there's so many of them that are capable of going to prison for what they've done? And I mean, I'm talking, you know, you went after the President of the United States. To me, that's treason. You know, and most of these people, if they spend 20 years in prison, we'd never see them or hear from them again because they'd all be dead.
Well, I don't think that what they are doing is, I have to think about it.
Well, I'm not talking necessarily about Pelosi and them, but the whole charade that they put on to try and bring Trump down at the beginning. And I'm talking about McCabe and the rest of these buffoons that they're all in, to me, I think they're all in cahoots together. I mean, it's just,
oh, definitely.
It's one,
the resistance,
them,
yes, this is,
yeah,
yes, this deep
and,
state
and
is
the
real,
Democrats
and
the media, all three of them,
yeah,
are going after Trump. day in and day out.
Yeah.
And I think the American people are saying, you know what, enough is enough is enough. You're not doing anything. What is it? They're starting the impeachments tomorrow because they don't work on Mondays. How many days a year do these people work? And the fact that, don't get me going on the money and where they've got their millions of dollars from. Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, of course they work 7 days a week. They just are in session a certain amount, and so they aren't just all playing golf, you know, the rest of the time. That's for sure. Because it is a pretty taxing job. But here's the thing. The resistance, and it's real, and this deep state is real, and they are – it's much deeper and more pervasive than I ever thought it was, to be honest with you. I'm shocked at how pervasive it is. But they're doing this – because they know that the hammer's coming with the Horowitz report, with Durham, and with Barr. And yet, it never seems to happen. We've been looking for this for 3 years, and it still hasn't happened. And now they're saying, the Horowitz's report isn't going to be before Thanksgiving. It'll be after. Well, they were talking about Memorial Day in May, it would be, and then by the 4th of July, the latest, and then Labor Day. And now it's after Thanksgiving. I mean, give me a break. Get that dadgum thing out. Let's get this stuff rolling and let the heads fall where they may. Off with their heads, metaphorically. This, you know, this is just, you know, I mean, it's a mess. It is a absolute mess. But I think that they've been on the offense. Now, their goal cannot be to get Trump out of office, because by denying him his civil rights, when it goes over to the Senate, they're going to say, he's innocent till proven guilty. That's our rule of law. And you all have not allowed that to happen. You've just, like, won't let them, the Republicans, even ask questions. And you expect us to take this seriously? We'll have a vote in the committee right now. Are we going to entertain this? No. And it'll be dead on arrival. And that'll be it.
Yeah.
It'll be over. They can't, you know, if the Senate will not even take it up, which they may not. I mean, there's all kinds of political things in this. You know, we'll just have to see. But I don't believe there's one Republican that's going to vote against Trump. And the thing is that this is really, no pun intended, but trumped up. It's a trumped up charge. This is, you know, much ado about very, very little. It'd be kind of like, well, he spit on the street. That's a crime. We can charge him with spitting on the street. You know, this is the president of the United States, and you're going to charge him with spitting on the street? That would never happen. You know, but what they've done is they've pulled this stuff, and they're trying to make so much more out of it than it is. I mean, when I read the phone conversation, I said, this is it? I didn't see anything wrong with it. And, I mean, in reading it, I you know, Trump's part, I read in his voice. You know how, like, oh, what's his name? Morgan, the black actor. You know, he does. Yeah. I mean, you can read his in his voice. Yeah, and Trump is the same way. You know, well, we're talking about Ukraine and Russia. and China. You know, he has a, you know, his voice is unique, and I could just hear him saying the things that he did, and it was very Trumpian. But Trump's not a lawyer, and what they want, and they keep saying all the time, this is out of norm, out of the, well, of course it is. We wanted him to get out of the norm. That's why we elected him. It, you know, you can't change things by allowing people who have been incompetent to continue doing them. And it's like, well, we aren't consulted. Well, whenever they were, they leaked. So he's gone around them. And they're, and then they're offended that that's happened. I mean, you know, you can't have it both ways. And that's what they want. And, you know, so this is going, you know, this is going to end badly for the Democrats, I think. But it's also going to end badly for the country. This is something that is not acceptable.
But it's already bad for the country. This has been going on now for, what, the last...
3 years.
Over a year with the Russian and this and that. And, you know, and they
Russians,
hung their hat on that whole thing, and that fell apart. So
they was 2.5 years.
Started, yeah, well, I meant the actual report coming out, and there wasn't anything there. I mean, they'd hung their hat on that for an extended period of time. But the fact that,
you know,
nothing.
Right. But, 3 years ago and a week, Trump was elected. From that moment, they have been plotting to get him out.
Yeah.
It's the most unfair thing. I mean, it's as unfair as anything I have ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And they won't even admit his accomplishments. Unfair. And I think that as much as these leftists talk among themselves, they think that they have the heartbeat of the American people, and I'm just betting that they don't. And I know this, you know, when I put something up on Facebook, people read it and they accept it. When you listen to somebody on the, you know, NBC, ABC, or CNN, something like that, you know, you're just by nature skeptical.
Exactly.
You know, and frankly, you know, about half the things on Fox are just as bad now as the, you know, I see that Mary Ann Marsh, who has that haircut that's like a man's, and she just makes my skin crawl. And so does Chris
Wallace.
Yeah, Chris Wallace. Really sad. You know, I mean, I expect it from Williams, Juan, but, you know, Chris, man, that's really sad. I just don't care for that. At any rate, we've got 1 minute left. Are there any other things that you want to talk about?
Well, I thought it was unfair that people actually thought that Philadelphia could beat the Patriots, but they're just...
it was
no.
We have a good defense, that's for sure.
Yeah,
definitely got a good defense. So, you know, the offense got to get better. And, you know, Brady was really kicking himself. He didn't think he did a very good job, but he did well enough to win. And, you know, it's hard to beat some, you know, a good NFL team on their turf. And we did it.
And what do you think?
And,
What do you think, Gronkowski? Somebody said tomorrow morning. I thought it was tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Is going to have a huge announcement. I think it has nothing to do with football. That's my own opinion.
He's probably getting married. Listen, we're out of time. So let me just say, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And we will talk to you all this time next week. Bye-bye.